There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the cost comparison calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the first round of the 2023 WNBA playoffs. Also, we have some season award winners to pass along to you, and we'll look ahead to the second round 2023 WNBA playoff matchup. So it should be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for another exciting edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Dallas Wings. Wow, what a difference a year makes. Last year, at the end of the 2022 season, the Dallas Wings fired their head coach, Vicky Johnson. Later that season in 2022, matter of fact, November the 7th of 2022, Dallas hires Latricia Trammell as their new head coach. And in her first season as the head coach of the Dallas Wings, she takes them to the playoffs. And man, Dallas was a little shaky throughout much of the year. In the month of May during the regular season, they did pretty well. June was rocky for them. July, right before the All-Star break, really good. Coming back from the All-Star break, they finished July on a high note. August was a shaky month for them, but they were able to finish strong enough in September to make the playoffs. So Dallas made the playoffs, and guess what? They were very successful in beating the Atlanta Dream in their first-round matchup. We'll review that playoff matchup. We'll recap that playoff matchup, I should say, in just a moment. But, man, you talk about major additions to the Dallas Wings with the likes of Natasha Howard, Crystal Dangerfield, Diamond DeShields coming in as well. Now, Diamond didn't play this year due to injury, but Natasha Howard, you talk about one of the premier defenders in the WNBA, doing what she does best, blocking shots and also getting rebounds and the second chance points. Crystal Dangerfield, a floor general, doing her thing. Also, Kalani Brown playing well as well. And then you had the draft picks that came in with Lou Lopez Senachal and also Maddie Zegrist as well. So Lou Lopez Senachal, was hurt most of the year, but Maddie Zegrist came in and did her part as well. And also, you got to look at the likes of other players that contributed for the Dallas Wings this year, with the likes of a Tierra McCowan, who does what she does best in doing the rebounding, blocking shots, getting second chance points. Also, you have to look at Odyssey Sims. Odyssey coming in, doing what she did best during the regular season. Her offense, making her offensive contributions. How could you forget about Satu Sabally, this year's WNBA Most Improved Player of the Year? We'll get to her in just a little bit. You know what Satu brings to the table. Also, Veronica Burton. I mentioned Kalani Brown earlier. And, of course, the point guard, the floor general herself, Arike Ogunbowale. Arike, listen, I call her, she's a walking buzzer beater, coming in, handling her business, one of the top, not just point guards in the W, but just one of the top players in the W. And certainly, Arike doing what she's done best in her short amount of time in the WNBA. So congratulations to the Dallas Wings on a fantastic season. Latricia Trammell in her first year as head coach of the Dallas Wings, successful first-round win over the Atlanta Dream. We'll recap that playoff matchup in just a little bit, but Dallas, riding a high right now, and certainly congratulations again to them on advancing to the second round. Storyline is going to be the New York Liberty. You talk about a team that has just been consistent all season long. The New York Liberty, that's them. The month of May, they were great. The month of June, they were awesome. The month of July, right before the All-Star break, they were amazing. And coming back from the All-Star break, they were phenomenal. August and September, they were just phenomenal. And they never let up. They were the one of the few models of consistency in this year's WNBA regular season. Got a playoff spot, and guess what? The Liberty were successful in beating the Washington Mystics in their first-round series. We'll recap that playoff series in just a little bit. But you talk about talent from top to bottom. Maureen Johannes, listen, one of the top shooters in the WNBA, Maureen, great sensation from France. You've also got Kayla Thornton, Courtney Vandersloot, one of the best in the business at her position in the league. Also, you've got Bettnija Laney, who is certainly a great talent. Of course, we know about what she did during her time with the Atlanta Dream and then coming over to New York, and she has just fit in so well as a part of the Liberty. She's only been in New York for a couple of seasons, but, man, she's made her presence felt indeed. Jonquel Jones, listen, Jonquel Jones is one of the best scorers, just one of the best all-around players in the W. You know what Jonquel brings to the table, right? Also, you've got Sabrina Ionescu. Listen, Sabrina, what a season she's had this year, debuting her new shoes with Nike and just, you know, being one of the faces of the W, being one of the establishing herself as one of the top point guards in the league. And, of course, MVP candidate Breanna Stewart. I mean, what more can you say about Stewie, right? Just one of the best in the business and just entering her prime, and she's done so much. She has done so much in such a short amount of time, winning multiple WNBA championships, being a multiple all-star. Just the list goes on and on and on. And certainly, we got to give big kudos to Sandy Brondello in only her second year as the head coach of the New York Liberty. She's done an amazing job in such a short amount of time with this roster. And certainly give a lot of kudos to the New York Liberty. The New York Liberty coming in, handling their business, and they were just consistent start to finish. They handled their business, and they handled their business in the first round successfully, beating the Washington Mystics in their first round series. For my last storyline is going to be the defending champion, Las Vegas Aces. Listen, New York was consistent all season long. The defending champion, Las Vegas Aces, were that times 10. They went undefeated throughout the month of May during the regular season. Also, June and July, they had successful records. They only lost one game in the month of June and July. In the month of August, they went 8-4, and then they had a nice run in the month of September going undefeated. Listen, this team is talented from start to finish, despite the injury to Candace Parker. As they say, one monkey don't stop no show. And certainly, it didn't stop no show because the talent, again, from top to bottom, all around, just great. When you talk about Alicia Clark, one of the top defenders in the league. Also, when you talk about Akia Stokes, when you talk about a Kirsten Bell, you got to talk about Jackie Young. You got to talk about a Kelsey Plum. You definitely got to talk about Chelsea Gray, who is just a walking buzzer beater. And, man, she has just been phenomenal, hitting clutch shots, game-winning shots. You got to talk about Kelsey Plum. Hey, what's not to love about Kelsey, right? Kelsey just doing what she does best, one of the best in the business. And Asia Wilson, listen, Asia Wilson, similar to Breanna Stewart, just entering their prime, one of the great, not just great players in the WNBA, but a great player, one of the great players in all of basketball and a great ambassador for her sport. And certainly she received an amazing award, which we'll get into just a little bit in the program. But Asia's an MVP candidate. Asia is at the peak of her powers right now, somebody that's just been phenomenal. And also, again, kudos to Becky Hammon in her second year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. Last year was fun, but this year just been phenomenal. It's just been unstoppable. And certainly big ups to the Las Vegas Aces for handling their business. And also, too, the Aces handled their business sweeping the Chicago Sky in their first round series. So we'll recap that series in just a little bit. But kudos to the Las Vegas Aces for an amazing regular season and a great first round show up. A great first round of performance against the Chicago Sky, sweeping them in their series. All right, now it's time for Player of the Week award winners. And the final regular season award winner that was given out for the week of September the 4th, for the sixth time this year in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award winner is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, for the second time this year, is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. Once again, our Player of the Week award winners for the week of September the 4th. The Eastern Conference belongs to Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. All right, so a couple of awards we'd like to pass along to you. We want to say congratulations to Satu Sabally for winning the league's Most Improved Player of the Year award. Man, Satu, she's been through a lot in her short career in the WNBA, fighting injuries and trying to have that bounce back. Well, she had that bounce back this year. As again, congratulations to Satu Sabally from the Dallas Wings for winning this year's WNBA Kia Most Improved Player Award winner. Also, a congratulations to point guard for the New York Liberty, Courtney Vandersloot, for winning. She's actually the recipient of the August WNBA Cares Community Assist Award. Congratulations to Courtney on that honor. I mentioned her name earlier, Asia Wilson. She is this year's WNBA Defensive Player of the Year. She won the award last year. This is her second time winning this award, so she's a back-to-back winner of the League Defensive Player of the Year award. So congratulations to Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces for winning this year's Defensive Player of the Year award. We have our WNBA All-Defensive First Teams. Man, these ladies on this team, truly phenomenal. Here's the All-Defensive First Team: Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. You talk about one of the toughest players in the league, somebody that will run through a brick wall to get an offensive rebound and get second chance points. Alyssa Thomas, she does it. Also, Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. She was in the top five in the league this year in steals. Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. So again, congratulations to our members of our WNBA All-Defensive First Team: Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. And now our WNBA All-Defensive Second Team: Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty, Ezi Magbogor from the Seattle Storm, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx, and Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. Once again, a big special thank you to, a special congratulations to Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty, Ezi Magbogor from the Seattle Storm, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx, and Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky for winning the WNBA All-Defensive Second Team. And certainly, if you've been following the W this year and you've had a chance to watch some of these games, man, these ladies were phenomenal on the defensive side, scrappy, feisty, doing whatever it takes to get the job done in terms of making plays necessary, keeping their team in a winning position. And certainly these ladies are definitely deserving of making the WNBA All-Defensive First and Second Teams. All right, now it's time also to check out our Peak Performer Award winners. So our Peak Performer Award winners are: Jewel Lloyd wins in the points category. She was the league's leading scorer in the WNBA representing the Seattle Storm. She averaged close to 25 points per game. The Peak Performer Award winner in the rebounds category was Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She averaged almost 10 rebounds per game. The Peak Performer Assist Award winner goes to Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. She averaged eight assists per game. And the Coach of the Year Award winner, our WNBA Coach of the Year Award winner belongs to Stephanie White from the Connecticut Sun. So congratulations to Stephanie on her first year as the head coach of the Connecticut Sun. Boy, you talk about her first year being at the helm of the Sun. Kirk Miller was the head coach of the Connecticut Sun for so many seasons. Consistent with that team, Kurt is now with the Los Angeles Sparks. And Stephanie comes in her first year and makes waves, becoming the WNBA Coach of the Year Award winner. There were some interesting coaches that were up for this award. Sandy Brondello, Becky Hammon, just to name a few. Also, Tanisha Wright was in the mix as well. But kudos and congratulations again to Stephanie White from the Connecticut Sun for becoming the WNBA Coach of the Year Award winner. And Jonathan Cobb, the general manager from the New York Liberty, wins the Basketball Executive of the Year Award winner. Kudos to Jonathan again. The Liberty, they were wheeling and dealing during the offseason, acquiring Jonquel Jones, also signing Breanna Stewart, getting some key players on that team. And, hey, the Liberty, sweet success for them this year. And kudos again to their general manager, Jonathan Cobb, for winning Basketball Executive of the Year Award winner. And now it's time for a recap of the first round of the 2023 WNBA playoffs. So the first round matchup, we had the defending champion Las Vegas Aces, the first seed, going up against the 8 seed Chicago Sky. Las Vegas would win the series in a sweep, 2-0. In game one, Las Vegas handled their business, beating Chicago 87-59. And in game two, Las Vegas closed it out, beating Chicago 92-70. So now Las Vegas would punch their ticket into the second round, into the semifinals in the WNBA playoffs in a best-of-five series. They would take on the winner out of the Dallas Wings and the Atlanta Dream series, Dallas being the 4th seed, Atlanta being the 5th seed. Game one belonged to Dallas. They would beat Atlanta 94-82. Game two wasn't close. Dallas would go on to win 101-74. So Dallas wins the series 2-0, sweeping Atlanta. So that sets the stage for a second round series in a best of five between the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Dallas Wings. Then we had the 2nd seed New York Liberty going up against the Washington Mystics. First game, all New York. Liberty would win 90-75. The second game was a very thrilling game, but it wound up going to overtime, but New York would hold on to win 90-86. So New York punches their ticket into the second round of the WNBA playoffs as they would await the winner out of the Connecticut Sun and the Minnesota Lynx series. The 3rd seed, Connecticut Sun, went up against the 6th seed, Minnesota Lynx. First game, all Connecticut, never close. Final score, 90-60. However, game two, Minnesota would come back and would tie the series at 1 game apiece. Minnesota would win 82-75. Game three, never close. Connecticut would go on to win 90-75. So with Connecticut winning the series in a deciding 3-game series, it would be Connecticut and New York Liberty in the second round of the 2023 WNBA playoffs. So here we are. This sets the stage for a best-of-five semifinal series. The number 1 seed, Las Vegas Aces, going up against the 4th seed, Dallas Wings, and the 2nd seed, New York Liberty, going up against the 3rd seed, Connecticut Sun. All right, so Las Vegas and Dallas, both teams swept their first-round matchups 2-0, and these teams met 4 times during the regular season, with Las Vegas winning 3 out of those 4 games. So Las Vegas, listen, we know about the talent of this team with Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray. Also, you've got Kia Stokes, Jackie Young, Kirsten Bell, just to name a few, and Alicia Clark. Dallas, hey, Dallas has been one of those feel-good stories this season with the likes of Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabali, just to name a few, and Tierra McCowan and Crystal Dangerfield. So Dallas is no pushover by any means of the imagination, but they're going to have their hands full going up against the defending champions in this 5-game series. Then we have the New York Liberty going up against the Connecticut Sun. these two teams are kind of mirror images of one another, but I think the difference is that New York has more depth and more offense and a lot of talent with Breanna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu, and you've got Courtney Vandersloot, Bettnija Laney. I mean, listen, Jonquel Jones. Listen, the Liberty are just so talented from top to bottom. Connecticut, listen, they've got Alyssa Thomas. She's definitely not a pushover. Dawana Bonner, Natisha Heideman. I mean, hey, listen, Tiffany Hayes. And then they have the WNBA Coach of the Year, Stephanie White. So this is going to be an interesting series. This has the potential of going all five games. So New York swept their series in the first round, whereas Connecticut wind up going the distance in their three-game series in the first round. They wind up winning their series, beating the Minnesota Lynx. So New York and Connecticut, they met four times during the regular season, and the New York Liberty would win all four of those games. So this is going to be very interesting. And so it's going to be, I think, the series that people really need to pay attention to is going to be New York and Connecticut. Las Vegas and Dallas, it's going to have its moments, but I think New York and Connecticut is going to be the series where there's going to be a lot of fireworks. There's going to be a lot of interesting things happening. So my winners on who I think will win this series, starting off with Las Vegas and Dallas, I like Las Vegas to win in four games. I like Las Vegas to win 3-1, competing in another WNBA championship. As far as New York and Connecticut is concerned, this series is going to go all five games, but I like New York to win 3-2. It's going to be a tight series, but I think New York is going to win it, and I think we're going to have this year's WNBA championship between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. Hey, that's my take on it, but somebody else may feel differently, but it's all good, though. All right, well, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Thank you again to the listeners out there for tuning in. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the cost comparison calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Jaguar, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bed Bath & Beyond is back with more to choose from than ever before. At the new Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll find all the products and brands you love, along with a huge new selection of furniture, decor, and everything else you need to create the home of your dreams, all in one amazing online store. Download our new app and save even more with exclusive deals and offers. Plus, get free shipping right to your front door. Welcome to a bigger, better Beyond.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.